But just a quick remark about our gospel. Today we celebrate, of course, the Feast of All the Saints, all the multitude which none can number. We celebrate all the saints. Everybody in heaven is a saint. The ones that are canonized, we know for a fact are there because they've worked miracles, they've, in addition to their holy life. We would never need to offer a mass for a saint because they're in heaven already. But like my dearly beloved ancestors, my grandparents, my deceased relatives, I pray for them every day because I don't know for a fact that they are there. I hope they are, and if they are, they're saints. But if they're not, then they're on their way. And so today we remember all the saints, and if we want to know how to become one, we simply need to look at our gospel today. Jesus tells us what we have to do if we want to become a saint, and that is we have to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We have to have this desire, this zeal, this hunger and thirst for God and his ways. We have to be merciful. The 7 corporal works of mercy, the 7 spiritual works of mercy, we must exercise them and practice them. We must be merciful and kind. We must be clean of heart instead of polluted in heart. We must be peacemakers. We must be meek, which is to say we must be humble. We must be poor in spirit so that there might be room in there for God. And we must mourn, which is an interesting one because I think we have to mourn. Pope Francis says we have to pray for the gift of tears, that we care enough about people, we care enough about the state of the world, we care enough about our own life, enough to cry. And I think that's what Jesus is saying. You have to care that much that you cry, to the point of tears. And we have to be willing to be persecuted for God's sake, and not to give up when the going gets hard. So we ask the Lord to help us be faithful to all of these things, because if we will be, then we will one day enter the halls of heaven and be among that great multitude which none can number.